more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
우리는 여러분의 언어를 구사합니다.
我们说你的语言.
Nosotros hablamos tu idioma.
중 tôi nói ngôn ngữ của bạn.
Join me next time to hear more authenticity journeys on Authenticity Matters. This is KXRW 99.9 FM.
You're listening to Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach, and Wheeler at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand, X-Ray.fm.
In the windows, letting the wind in. It's old trails going where you've been and where you'll be again. The bit your old horse is carrying, it's the neighbor's field the yearlings are in, it's the old dog doing the bringing in, and the gate that you left open for them, it's old trails going where you've been and where you'll be again. The old clean shirt you went courting in, the old courthouse you went hurrying in, the cold norther you turned your back against when the knot you tied was unraveling. Now it's just an old fire smoldering, the old Copenhagen you're still quitting, the Grange Hall they do the dancing in, and the friend whose call you're answering. It's old trails going where you've been and where you'll be. Some folks believe in heaven, and some folks in reincarnate, and some folks believe we're living in the only life there is. I'm not much for proselytizing, I'm older now and not too wisin', but all of my philosophizing's just a song I'm not done writing. Call the old trail.
Just heard Old Trails by Force Van Tile, and that's the title track off his latest album. This is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and today I'm in the X-Ray studio with Forrest. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You are playing at the Showdown on December 15th with Mike Frazier and Rebecca Porter, and your album, it just came out. Not too long ago.
Yeah, back in September. Been kind of taking it easy on the release action.
You know, after, you got to let people sit with it.
Yeah.
Now, you know? And we were listening to it on the way here. Well, we were listening to some of the other stuff you sent too. And when we get to it, I hope I say it right. But the, your album, Yonder. I like could not say it. It took me a while, and I have dyslexia, and I already knew the second I was writing it, I was like, "There's, I'm gonna have a problem."
Yeah, that's a terrible one.
I'll have you go. You'll say that album when it's time. But, you know, it's in a little bit. You brought in some tunes, and we're going to be playing some off of your latest album. That last track, do you want to tell us anything behind the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, kind of my go-to story on that one is I wrote most of it in a feed truck over the last couple of winters. So working on different ranches in the wintertime, spend a lot of time driving an old pickup around, throwing out hay to cows, and, you know, between opening gates and closing gates and throwing hay off the back, you're just driving around at like 5 miles an hour all day. You kind of got a lot of time to think and write stuff down on your phone, so... True cowboy tradition of writing stuff in notes on your iPhone.
Right. I know. I could picture it. This is the funniest part about it. In a car that has like electric windows, just like roll up windows.
I mean, if you're lucky, they roll up because the electric ones always break.
I know. Well, that's what my dad always said. Like the base model of everything.
Oh, for sure.
But that's kind of a fun life.
Yeah. Especially it has its fun moments.
Different seasons too call for different things.
Yeah, totally.
So
winter's definitely a slow, cold time. You know, it's a lot more time for reflection and stuff in that world.
Yeah, for sure. I think almost every artist I talk to from around this area uses winter as their like chill out time, where they like hunker down and work on their art. And when I first moved here, you know, people would be like, what do you do? And you'd think that they're talking about your job, but like it takes a few years and then you realize no one cares about your day job. They want to know like, what's your art that you're making?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
What album are you, what band did you just create and why?
Yeah. How many bands are you in?
Yeah. So like at first I was like, why are they all asking me that? And I'm like, oh, like, which I love. That's all we want to talk about really, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So with this last, I want to let everybody know, again, that you're playing at the Showdown on December 15th. We're going to be playing another one of your tracks, which is Middle Child's Lament. I can't talk right now. Anyway, did you want to give us a little bit of the behind the scenes on that?
Yeah, this is kind of a curious one. It's one of the first songs I wrote off of like a guitar riff first. So I wrote this kind of traditional feeling flat pick melody on the guitar in sort of like a drop D tuning. And it just had a really cool feel to it. And I started just playing around with words to try and fit some words to the melody, and came up with this kind of a story in the traditional ballad sense. So it's a lot of dialogue if you feel like following along. And if not, it's just a fun vibe. My buddy Dan Galucky played drums on this one. He played drums on the whole new record. He's just a good old Portland road dog that's been touring with me forever. And I really like his drum work on this one especially.
I love that. Did you record the album here in Portland?
Yeah, down in Selwood at Dead Aunt Thelma's.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, let's play it.
Son, where are you going in the hour of morn? Son, where are you going before the day is born? Going to see my lover in the hour of morn. Going to see my lover graceful unadorned. Son, you see the springtime, see the springtime come. Son, you see the fields are full of work yet to be done. Let the fields lie fallow, let the rabbit run. Damn your plow, for I am bound to the arms of my true love. Thank you. If you were my youngest, I'd plead your mother's heart. If you were my oldest, I'd tear myself apart. Go on to your lover, be she near or far. Go on to your lover and forget who you are. We'll travel this world over, gain what you may gain. Weigh what you'll be wanting, the losing of your name. Son, where are you going in the hour of morn? Son, where are you going before the day is born?
In the time of my confession, in the hour of my deepest need, blood every newborn sees. There's
You just heard Every Grain of Sand by Emmylou Harris off the album Wrecking Ball. This is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and if you're just tuning in, I'm in the X-Ray studio with Forrest Van Tyl. He is playing at the Showdown on December 15th with Mike Frazier and Rebecca Porter. And his latest album, Old Trails, just came out a few months ago. It's available everywhere. Hello. Thanks again for being here.
Yeah, I'm just stoked I got to listen to that song.
I know. So you brought that song in, and we'll be playing another chosen song by you.
Yeah.
But what's the story behind this one? What makes you love it?
I'm just obsessed with that whole record. It's Emmylou Harris's, like, Daniel Lanois record. He's the producer, worked with U2 and Bob Dylan a bunch.
All right.
And that... just the whole record is such a cool vibe, and the players on it are incredible. The song choice on it is incredible. That track actually has Steve Earle on acoustic guitar, and Larry Mullen Jr., the drummer from U2, is playing drums on it. Oh, it's such a trip. The Larry Mullen Jr. is on most of the record, but the first track has Brian Blade playing drums. And for anybody who's like any kind of a music head at all, just any record with Brian Blade playing drums is going to be great.
This is a good, like, trivia knowledge.
Oh,
you know?
I'm so deep in it.
Like, one day you'll be at a bar and this question will come up. And you
oh,
will
and
know.
I will be so ready for it. And it's he has a brother who also plays drums, Brian and Brady Blade.
Okay.
But yeah, they're both great. Brian, and he's in Norah Jones's touring band. Which, if you need any, I guess, justification for how good he is, that's about as good as it gets. He's playing with Norah.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just...
that's crazy.
Obsessed with that whole record.
That is deep knowledge. I'm glad you brought that. Thank you.
That's what I do. Just, you know, read Wikipedia for hours on end.
Chase does that a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Or and then he'll just walk around the house trying to, like, nail the song over for, like, months until it's, like, right.
Yeah, totally.
I make us watch the credits of all the movies that we have to finish the credits too. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
We
for
have to
sure.
know all the information about every score. We wanna yeah. know it all.
Well, I didn't even mention that that's a Bob Dylan song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. And mm-hmm. that was I think the year said 1995.
Yeah, Emmylou put that out in the 90s, and the Dylan's recording of Every Grain of Sand is from, like, the early 80s. I think it's on one of those early 80s records before Oh Mercy, when he really started his, like, latter day renaissance,
Emmylou's,
as we say in Dylan world.
Her voice is so amazing.
Oh, it's incredible. It's such a flex when she sings harmony on her own stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, cool, we got Emmylou Harris singing vocals. And it's like, but who's going to sing harmony? Emmylou Harris.
There's no one better.
No, she's the best.
I feel like every person she's worked with, too, like, knows that they're in, like, royalty.
Oh, yeah.
The skill, I don't know. Her voice is just incredible. Well, we're going to play another one of your tracks, but I wanted to kind of have the background behind what brought you to music.
Oh, I guess I was just always obsessed by it growing up. And, like, I started playing in high school, like, middle school, high school. I got really into, like, pop punk, and started, like, a really bad pop punk band with some high school buddies. And then, like, when I was 16 or so, kind of, like, our bass player graduated and went to college. And then I started getting really into Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan, and just started playing acoustic guitar and writing my own songs. And yeah, I've basically just been trying to rip off Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash ever since.
I mean, could you think of better people, though?
Not for me, no.
I do... It's funny to get hooked on, like, people like Johnny Cash in high school, because that wasn't what we were hearing on the radio anymore. But then Hurt came out, and I remember that being, like, on MTV. And that was my first time watching him, because... 90s television or 2000 and I remember, like, sobbing to that song and not, like, understanding why it carried so much, like, weight, but
oh yeah,
still when I see it I, like, cry.
Yeah, it's a tearjerker for sure.
We were on a road trip, and we were driving through Arkansas down to Alabama and the lower Alabama, and we're passing through Arkansas to Mississippi. You go, like, there's a sign that's like Johnny Cash's childhood home, and we're like, let's go. So we drove, like, it's Halloween, we're down a dirt road, and there's a kid on, like, a BMX bike, and he's wearing a hockey mask, just staring at us while we're, like, driving to this tiny neighborhood. And it was, like, this whole socialist community that the government set up, and everybody had a job, and they were all issued homes, and that's, like, his home was this socialist colony in Arkansas.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really cool. Of course, we had to read every single sign.
Yeah.
We had to, like, take pictures of everything. And it was, like, in the middle. It wasn't middle of the night, but, you know, it's October, so it's getting dark by, like, 8.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid in the hockey mask was super creepy.
I mean, that's, yeah, that sounds perfect. Like a real Arkansas experience.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I do think Arkansas and, like, Missouri gatekeep the river area.
Yeah.
Because I hear it's really cool there. But when you think of, like, Arkansas, you're not like, I'm going to go on vacation there.
For sure.
Anyway, so that's my inside knowledge of if you need any trivia extras.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, we don't have a Johnny Cash song, but we do have more of your music.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to pick the next one that we play?
Sure. What's on... why don't you just tell me what's in the queue next? Because I can't remember what our options are.
Get that one.
Oh, yeah. Rose.
Oh, Rose of Nowhere.
Which is perfect for Rose City.
Yeah, yeah, Rose City of Nowhere.
This is one of your latest singles that was released before your album?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, any background knowledge behind this? Or behind the scenes?
This is the song that took me the longest to write of any song I've ever written. It took like 6 years.
Wow.
It's actually a co-write with my wife, Margot Silker. She came up with the title and I stole it from her. And wrote most of this song. And I thought it was done, played it live a whole bunch. Recorded it on average once every year for 6 years.
Amazing.
And then finally I took it into the studio to make Old Trails and kind of knew it was like do or die time.
Yeah.
And I think we spent the most time on this song of everything on the record, just getting the basic track down. And finally, you know, between like the sixth and seventh take, I like changed a couple words and then there it was. So
do you feel like it's complete now?
Yeah, I don't really change anything on it anymore. Sometimes live, like it's kind of a long-ish song. So if I'm playing live, especially solo, I'll usually drop the last verse, which is just a repeat of the first verse. But other than that, no, it's pretty set in stone now.
That's a really smart way of working kinks out. It may be the long game.
Recording it for six years.
But, like, later you revisit and you're just like, oh, it just needs this. Because sometimes that time away from your art piece, like, really does help.
Yeah.
It, like, regrounds you.
Oh, definitely.
So, well, I'm excited to play it. Here's Rose of Nowhere.
Cool.
Turquoise ring, well, the father gave her, but not for free. Yeah, the rose of nowhere, she belongs to me. Well, I worked for wages, and I worked for bread, worked without a repayment. Without means or end, I worked till darkness overtook me, till the rose of nowhere was all I see. Worked till my hands turned Hard as a live old burr, thorny as a bramble, permanently curled. My hands were the handle, my face the cut. Still the rose of nowhere I could not touch. So I lay my grievance at her father's feet. Say scales swing even, say I earned my keep. But his brow does darken, and his heart sets hard. Says the rose of nowhere never will be yours. Well, the night was heavy, and the night was still, and the knife was heavy, sank to the hill. And a heart so hardened wasn't hard enough. And the rose of nowhere, thorns do draw blood. Well, they say that love lives where the mountains fall. And they say God forgives, but does he forgive all? When the rains come heavy, lay the mountains low. Let them call it nowhere, let the roses grow. Well, the rose of nowhere, she belongs to me. With rivers in her hair and a turquoise ring. Well, her father gave her, but not for free. Yeah, the rose of nowhere, she belongs.
To love, so easy to idolize all others above. So worth the yearning for, so swell to keep every home fire burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be old. So easy to love. burning for would be so grand at the game, so carefree together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be so easy to love.
After years of working a low-paying job with no benefits, Jen learned about Oregon Tradeswomen, a Portland nonprofit helping women start and succeed in careers in the skilled construction trades. Jen had no experience in the industry but wanted a change in her life. After meeting with Oregon Tradeswomen, Jen applied for and started her apprenticeship in the same month. Jen is now getting paid on-the-job training with regular pay increases and a full benefit package. She looks to the future with hope, one with financial stability and prosperity. Jen is one of the many strong women building this strong community, and Oregon Tradeswomen is proud to be part of their stories. More information at giveguide.org.
All right, you just heard Billie Holiday with the song Easy to Love off her album Solitude. And I'm DJ Lazy Bones. If you're just tuning in, this is Wildflowers and Weeds, and I have had Forrest Van Tile with me for this hour. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That last track was another one that you picked.
Oh yeah.
What is your inside knowledge behind this?
Well, I found this song on a Cole Porter anthology sampler CD kind of thing. He's a songwriter from the 20s and 30s. Lived in Paris. He was in that movie Midnight in Paris, his character. Anyway, that's a kind of a nerdy movie. But Cole Porter, just a great classic, like American Standard songwriter. And this compilation CD has got his songs performed by a bunch of great singers like Louis Armstrong and Dinah Washington and Ella Fitzgerald. Of course, Billie Holiday's on there. And that recording's cool because it has Oscar Peterson playing piano, who's also a great jazz singer.
Is this a vinyl that you found?
No, it's on a CD. Yeah.
Sometimes when you find these things and you're like, you know, that has all the magic.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been getting really into jazz standards, you know, like jazz with vocals. It's kind of fun. It's not something I was into at all when I was younger, but I guess I got my first gray hairs and now I have to start listening to vocal jazz.
We're at that level too.
Yeah.
We get the jazz station on our little boombox.
KMHD.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. On our porch. Yes.
And all Sunday, we just listen to jazz or records the whole day.
Yeah. Every time I come into Portland, we just moved. But for the last 4 years, we've been in Goldendale. And so coming in 84, every time I hit Troutdale, I just turn on KMHD. I'm like, I got it now. This is going to be great.
Jazz without boundaries.
Oh, man.
It's such great programming. But seeing jazz live is
oh, no kidding.
So cool.
Yeah.
Like, what's the steak restaurant? Clyde's.
That's yeah. Not the steak restaurant I was thinking
oh,
of.
Were you?
No, never mind. Clyde's. Haven't been there.
I already know what you're thinking of also, which is so funny. But Clyde's does a jazz night. What night is it?
Well, they do a bunch, but they have a jam every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Oh, dope.
And there'll be like people who were like working alongside, you know, Aretha Franklin, like,
yeah,
were her backup band, like on tour several years. You know, like people who are literal legends just walking among us.
That's killer. I gotta check that out.
Yeah, we'll give you the details. Cool. Well, if you want to know any of the names of the songs that Forrest brought in, you can do that at xray.fm. Where you can also stream us all day or listen to the archive shows. So do you have anything else you want to leave us with? I feel like you gave us a lot of background knowledge.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't too much. I kind of start talking about music and liner notes and Bob Dylan records, and next thing you know, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah, so, this could definitely go on. This interview would definitely go on longer if we didn't have a time restraint.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I got to catch my train back to Centralia.
We'll have you back on.
Heck yeah.
We are gonna close it out by playing an American Forest.
Yes, which is also me.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of confusion since I dropped the moniker, but it's still me.
You know, I like the ambiguous nature of not knowing.
Yeah, it's, you know? I like to keep people on their toes, and the old American Forest fans are like, they're kind of their own little cult legion now. It's cool. It's like a special treat for the ones that know.
You know, that is, now I have the inside knowledge.
There you go. Also.
Well, we're going to play Rawhide, and the album is called Oh Bronder Donder Yonder.
Nailed it.
So glad I did it right the first time. Well, here's Rawhide. Thanks for being here for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Say you want a man who was made like Rawhide. Oh, honey, I was soaking ass sweat for the first 18 years of my life, and I found a country far from the rain, yeah. Stretched out my soul to dry. Well, I turned my face to the far-flung sun. Didn't learn a coil rope till I was nearly hung. I smelled every rose till my nose got stung, and I made my share of mistakes, and darling, you weren't one. I was as green as April down in Hell's Canyon, but the finest of the fading light don't come till just before night. 90% of love is reckless abandon. The other half is learning not to run, keeping an affair to say I love you in our lungs, and finding forgiveness for the wrongs we ain't yet done. I've made my share of mistakes, and darling, you weren't one. Your tongue could ever think to twist towards. Hula, hand me in your hip shot, honey, and drag me to your fire. Burn your brand on my 12th rib, it's yours for the taking, and the least I can give. And love's as wild as it felt when we were young. It's twice as dangerous as mama bears and guns. We need it more than the morning needs the sun. I made my share of mistakes, and darling, you weren't one. Well, I made my share of mistakes, and darling, you weren't one. I got my fair share of mistakes left to make, and by the time I'm through, I'm damn sure that you won't be one. Hi, Doc Bun, your sister's a nun. Oh, Bronder Donder Yonder. Two, a one, two, three, ten.
Everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Through December will be fine. Got laid off at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard, wanted Christmas to be right for my girl. December, to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why we can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
just heard the latest from Rebecca Porter. The song is called Memories and the album is called Roll with the Punches. She's performing with Forrest Fantile at the Showdown December 15th. They also have Mike Frazier also joining them. I did find out some background knowledge, and Dan Galecki is actually going to be playing the drums in a few songs with Forrest, but he's going to be in the band with Rebecca Porter and Mike Frazier. So it'll be a good little, like, kind of stripped down night at the Showdown. Anyway, he's joined us earlier, so you can listen to that part of the interview on xray.fm once my show's archived. And to the person who texted us, it's Wildflowers and Weeds every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. with me, Lazy Bones. Yeah.
They said they're enjoying the tunes now. So thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We are going to be playing another song. This next one, actually, I don't know if we did. We say that we played If We Make It Through December by Phoebe Bridgers.
I don't know if we said it, but we played it.
We also played that, and that's off the album So Much Wine. So you can check out the playlist, xray.fm. So up next is the latest from Chaparral and Sierra Farrell. The song is called When It Snows in Texas, and this is their single.
Something sweet. the glow of burning something
X-Ray would like listeners to know about Friends of Willamette Week. As a local and independent newspaper, Willamette Week relies on reader support to sustain our operations. Together we provide Portlanders with the info they need to hold the powerful accountable and navigate our city with pride. Friends of Willamette Week is proud to join local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. More information at giveguide.org under the community category.
It's easy to love you and hard to describe. I'm getting older, holding my tongue, putting my shoulder, the wheels left unspun. Do it sooner and save us some time. It's easy to love you and hard to
Alright, you just heard Easy to Love You from Forrest Van Tile. If you're just tuning in, this is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and I had Forrest on with me a little earlier. He's playing at the Showdown on December 15th with Mike Frazier and Rebecca Porter. We played Mike Frazier right before his track. What was that song called, Jace?
I don't know. It's called, it was, that track was called Burning Something Sweet by Mike Frazier.
There you go. Yep.
I had to go back to the tape.
Sorry about that. Well,
I wasn't expecting the question.
I know, I put you right on the
spot. I was over here on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not true.
You're way too old for TikTok.
That's true.
Well, we have one more track we're going to be playing. And next week, we've got the Best Boys on for an interview. And we'll be playing some holiday tunes leading up into Christmas. So up next is one of those holiday tunes. This is a sad one, but it feels fitting. Especially after the atmospheric river we were in. Here's Joni Mitchell with River.
It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my to help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my